The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Rickett, CEO of Vasarion VRS. His ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, it's very nice to chat to you. And this off the back of an excellent RNS that came out yesterday. Superdry partners with Vasarion. We all have heard of Superdry. I've got a number of hoodies well branded up with Superdry. But this is very exciting. Before we get into this, as always, Neil, because this may have raised the awareness of the company a little bit, and people may be following you now for the first time ever, but not quite familiar with the company. So just explain what Vasarion's about, please, if you could.
Okay, so Vasarion is an advanced materials company, and what we're doing is we're taking some of the greatest ideas from UK universities like graphene and turning them into products that you can buy on the high street.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, okay. Well, they're going to be using, so explain what's happening. This graphene way trademark technology, that's yours, and you've done this collaboration with them. So where are you with this? And first of all, it's interesting to say this, because I know, you know, early stage there, you're in a lot of discussions with a lot of companies, and the cycle it takes to even get to the point where, you know, you can mention them can be a long time, can't it? So when did you start talking with Superdry then?
So initial meetings would have been pre-pandemic, so early 2020. Like all these things, a bit like dating, really. You know, you kind of hold hands for a little bit and you go to the cinema, and then things get more serious and you get engaged and then you get married and then you have kids and so on. So business relationships are very similar to that. You know, you have to do the time. I think I've got a newborn appreciation for design cycles in textiles. You kind of walk in the shop and you take your garments and you think, well, that probably took a couple of months to design and manufacture. But actually, the design cycles are longer than I anticipated. And, you know, it's having never been involved in the textile industry before, it's a big learning curve for us. But no different to concrete or tires or any of the other sectors that we're working in.
Yeah. So explain what's happening. So what are they going to do? What are you announcing here?
Well, what we've got here is obviously everybody's aware of Superdry. They will have seen the shops. They're a relatively local company to us in Cheltenham. And I always think it's kind of a bit bonkers that we can deal with people all around the world, but then we don't deal with our neighbours. So really delighted to be working with Superdry. They've got a new impetus in terms of sustainability and technology. They've got their own little innovation center up in Cheltenham. I shouldn't say little, actually, there's quite a few people working in it, but it's an opportunity for us to work with someone that you see on the high street on a regular basis and be part of their journey and then be part of our journey. So it's a real partnership. We love working with them. They get it. They understand, you know, how important it is for us to, say, get our graphene wear logo. So, you know, the graphene wear is our Gore-Tex or our Lycra or any of those types of brands. So we hope to see it on more garments, more products. You know, this isn't just about hoodies for Superdry. I think this is a much bigger relationship than that. And there's lots and lots of opportunities.
Yeah. So you're saying here in the RNS as well that this graphene wear is going to hopefully improve performance, extend product lifespan with lower environmental impact in their creation, whilst also reducing the need to add any virgin material during recycling. So it's quite a long-term thing, isn't it? I mean, because this is, you know, one of the biggest themes in investing at the moment is ESG investing, of course, environmental social governance, and this is falling into that. And we know now, you know, the focus on the climate is huge, and so this is looking forward, isn't it, to the future?
Yeah. So we've got short-term wins. So these are getting garments out there just as quickly as we can, and there are longer-term plans to work on ESG themes, as you said, but also in terms of, you know, bringing in technology. I'm actually over here in Barcelona. It's very sunny here at the moment, which is beautiful, at a big trade conference, and I've just come out of a session where we're talking about the integration into medical devices, and we're talking about textiles, and we're talking about smart clothes and sustainability and the environment. And it's interesting how much graphene has an impact on each of those areas. And for me, it's really motivating, but it also verifies and validates what we've been saying for a few years now, which is how big graphene is going to be.
Excellent stuff. And I assume, you know, like this, you've got other things going on in the background that you can't talk about that you're very optimistic about.
Yeah, this is only one of the themes that we're currently working on. We're having very similar success in construction, in tyres, automotive, aerospace, packaging, medical. The list goes on. The team is very active. I'm just here with the team in Spain talking about batteries and supercaps, and all of that fits, you know, dead square into the ESG agenda. And as I say, for someone who's had this vision for a few years, it's really great to see these products now coming to market and see the business moving on to its next stage. The journey of a business is very much like a child, you know, so you kind of start off as a baby, then a toddler, and then move up through. And it's nice to see this progress of the business and to see how much we've achieved in a relatively small period of time. I think sometimes it's not until you stand back that you realize how much you've actually grown up as a business. And this week has enabled me to be able to do that.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Okay, Neil, well, as you know, let's give us the three reasons. On the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed currently. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons on different company pages. So if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Vesarion and add you to their watch list, please, Neil.
Well, firstly, this is one of the most exciting technologies to be created in the 21st century. And we are right in the center of that, driving the technology forward into commercial products. The second thing is there's not a company with the connections and global footprint that Vesarion's got in terms of South Korea, the US, South America, and obviously Europe. And the third reason is that this is an enabling technology for an awful lot of other technologies, such as electric vehicles, sustainability, and that ESG theme that we've been talking about.
Excellent stuff. Neil, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up with more news in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Look forward to it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.